Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is September 9th, the year 2029, and we're about to begin our broadcast today. I'm trying to get some things worked out with my computer, but I think it's going to be okay, inshallah. You have tuned in to the online Juma service for the Nur Allah Islamic Center here at 830 North Midhoffer Road in Indianapolis, Indiana. I am the resident Imam Michael Sahir. Today's sermon or khutbah will be delivered by Brother Mustafa Abdullah, and his topic will be standing before your Lord, bare and alone. So we will begin that conversation at 2 o'clock. So the first duration half hour, we will play a recording by chapter 18 of the Quran. We will begin that now, and at 2 o'clock begin the Friday sermon, a khutbah by Brother Mustafa Abdullah. Computer issues overall. Hopefully, inshallah, it will take off. Wow. Playing in the audio. Let me try it again. Okay. I'm totally confused as to what's going on here. We're going to try it again. To get it right. Thank you for your patience. Good to have this problem early and later on during the actual Juma. Okay. While we're waiting for the audio to come up, I do want to recognize this day, September 9th. It is the 14th anniversary of the passing of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And his community is still going strong and still going forward. I know some may have thought otherwise, thought that we would have folded by now. But we can't stop now. Not now. After all the sacrifices made by the pioneers, young and old, we cannot stop now. We would look quite small on the pages of history if we were to stop now. No, sir. No, ma'am. So, looking at my router here, it seems to be okay. Maybe my router needs to be booted. Maybe that may help. I don't know. I'm willing to try anything right now. I can't find the reboot button. Okay, I have some trouble for 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 to reboot. Because we don't have any connection here, people. But inshallah, it's going to work out. Patience and perseverance. Calmness. No freaking out. No loss of hope. You always keep hope. As Jesse Jackson said, keep hope alive. Facebook Live. Let's see, what can we get here now? Let me try one more time. Maybe they'll play this time. Brother Peter, can you hear me? Okay. I think we're about to get there. Let's see what we got now. Try to get all the bugs out the way before the Juma starts. You're making progress now. You know, I can't see what I see. So if you're listening to this during the playback, you can fast forward 30 minutes into the playback and hear the beginning of the Juma, because right now we're not getting any thing for the Quran reading. But I think here I'm making progress. I'm making progress with my laptop now, and I think we're going to get in. Inshallah to Allah. Interesting. See what we get here.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
Qayyiman liyunzira ba'san shadidan min ladun wa yubashshira al-mu'minina alladhina ya'maluna as-salihati anna lahum ajran hasana.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها
وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner, we disclosed them to the people of the city, that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour, there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, "Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them." Those who won their point said, "We verily shall build a place of worship over them."
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, "They were three, their dog the fourth," and some say, "Five, their dog the sixth," guessing at random, and some say, "Seven, and their dog the eighth." Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, "Lo, I shall do that tomorrow," except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, "It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this." And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, "It is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place."
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness. An unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever. And also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him. For if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left, while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright, and whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper. Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them. But those who prevailed over their affairs said, We shall build a place of worship over them. Some will say concerning them, There were three, and their dog the fourth. And some will say, There were five, and their dog the sixth. All this being merely guesswork. And still others will say, There were seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, My Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number, so do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident and do not question anyone about them. And never say about anything, I shall certainly do this tomorrow. Allah should will it, and should you forget and make such a statement, remember your Lord and say, I expect my Lord to guide me to what is nearer to rectitude than this.
Thank you. مسلم بيز السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره We seek Allah's forgiveness. We seek Allah's mercy. Nasta'inuhu, we seek Allah's help and His forgiveness. As wajal, we believe in Allah, the mighty, the sublime. As wajal. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu. We bear witness, Muslims, the community, we bear witness that there is none worthy of praise but Allah. We give our soul attention, our heart, mind, body, and soul to the worship of Allah. Nashhadu anna Muhammadu abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, son of Abdullah, is Allah's messenger and servant. Wa Allah Ali wa Sahaba Ajma'in wa Ahmadud. We ask Allah to bless the family of Muhammad and the Sahaba, his companion, and the righteous, all that fall under this umbrella. This is a beautiful day, believers. Alhamdulillah, Friday is a beautiful day for the believer. I took my topic from this week past Ta'aleem for your Lord, bearing alone. And it comes from Surah 6, Ayah 94, but I'm going to share some other ayahs with you before we get to 94. Because Surah 6 is called Al-Anam. And we say this every day in our Salat, this chapter, Al-Anam. We ask Allah to grant us the best. We say, Bilahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أنعمت. And during my study and listening to one of the students of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Imam Bilal, he said, أنعمت. We're asking Allah to take away that animalistic behavior in us. It's a blessing. This is a blessing that Allah bestow upon the believers, that we continue to be civilized, make us civilized, and not act like animals. Not act like animals. Because one day, we will have to stand before Allah, as we're there, bare and alone. Bare and alone. And me with my little mind, when I thought about bearing alone, I thought about no clothes on. My little mind. But being a student of my Imam, and a student of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and a believer in the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and put my whole heart, faith, and trust in Allah, bearing alone, this day, Brother Bilal, be no excuses. I can't hide behind mama. I can't hide behind daddy. Be no intercessors this day to speak for me. Why? Allah already know. Allah already know. So what I need somebody to come up in court and talk about my character for? This day, nobody can talk about my character. Allah already know my character. I want to share some of this surah with you. This surah is full of gold. Full of gold. I share this with you. And I know I'm supposed to go into the Quran, but it's on my heart. I asked Allah to let me. I tried studying last night when I got off work. Studied some more today. But I asked Allah to let me deliver what's on my heart. The story of Mansa Musa. That Mansa Musa messed up the economy. He's going on hard, right? And he was giving out gold from Timbuktu to Mecca, right? And you know my little peewee brain, Brother Khalil. I'm thinking about a man that said it took an armored man to carry the keys. My peewee brain, Sister Cal, I'm thinking about a man traveling from Timbuktu all the way to Mecca just giving out gold. Huh? But hey, it got to weigh more than that. It got to mean more than that. Allah bless me, believe it. When are we going to start giving our gold? We got it. We're not poor. We rich. It take an army of man to carry the keys, right? Don't we carry this in our heart every day, Brother Khalil? Huh? Brother Khalil, we got gold. We got to share it if we want Allah to bless us. Sisters and brothers, we have it. It take an army of man to carry this book. Man and women I'm talking about. I'm talking about the male. Man and women carry the keys to this. All we got to do is turn the key and accept what Allah give us and share it, right? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Starting at Surah 6, Ayah 31. It says, lost indeed are they who treat it as a falsehood, that they must meet Allah until on a sudden the hour is on them. And they say, ah, woe unto us that we took no thought of it. For they bear their burdens on their backs, and evil indeed are the burdens that they bear. What is the life of this world but play and amusement? But best is the home in the hereafter, the hereafter. For those who are righteous, will you not then understand? We know indeed the grief which their words do cause thee. It is not you they reject. It is the signs of Allah which the wicked condemn. Rejected were the messengers before you. With patience and consistency, they bore their rejections and their wrongs until our aid did reach them. There is none that can alter the words and decrees of Allah. Already have thou received some account of those messages. Allah was speaking to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also speaking to us. Because Rasulullah was the messenger of Allah. He brought us the message. He brought us the gold. Huh? He brought us the gold. If their spurning is hard on your mind, yet if thou were able to seek a tunnel in the ground or a ladder to the skies and bring them a sign, what good if it were Allah's will? He could gather them together until true guidance. So be not you amongst those who are swayed by ignorance and impatience. Right? Ignorance. Revelation of ignorance. I used to tell people it's all right to be ignorant if you know you're ignorant. right? But ignorance is ignoring the truth. When you know the truth, you just know the truth and you just ignore the truth. You let people sway you to one side or the other. We, as believers, we have to stand with truth. Why? Because on that day, when we're standing before our Lord, our Creator, bare and alone, nothing to hide behind. No lie can we tell this day. No lie can we tell this day. Only truth gonna stand on this day. So we have to make sure that we're standing on truth. Allah tells us in our book, those who listen in truth, be sure would accept as to the deep, as subhanAllah. Those who listen in truth, be sure will accept as to the day Allah will raise them up. Then will they be returned unto him, they say. Why is not a sign sent down to him from his Lord? Let it be known, say, Allah has certainly power to send down a sign, but most of them understand not. The sign could be right in their face, right in their eyes, and they won't see it. Only the one that true in heart, listen in truth to the Quran. They said, they told us, said, brother, you can't touch the Quran. You got to wash your hand, right? I wash my hand 1,000 times a day. But if I'm not true in heart, if I'm not true in heart, Brother Khalil, what Allah is given in the Quran, this gold could never get to me. The gold could never get to me. I can wash my hands 1,000 times, and I never could receive anything from this Quran. Actually, I'm a witness to it. When I first got this Quran, straddling, reading. Man, I can't understand all the words. It looked crooked to me. What is that over there? What is that over there? But when I submitted, when I got to the point and I submitted, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, I was able to read the Quran and grasp some understanding. And over 20-some years now, Allah has continued to bless me, shower down his mercy upon me, because I listened to it with my heart. With my heart, brothers and sisters. And Allah continues to shine his blessing down on me. I said, oh, Allah, you put me in this situation, the job I'm working now. Show me, to teach me. When the man was speaking on this surah the other night, I said, you can still stick. Ayah 94, we don't get to it, standing before your Lord, bearing alone. Al-Anam, animalistic out of me, acting like an animal, just greedy, doing things that X said, acting like animals. I've been put on the first floor in the jail, suicide ward, talking about animals, people that have given up all hope of Allah saving them, all hope they done gave up. Allah allowed me to see these things to teach me. It's a blessing. Some people say, how you do it? I can work down there. I couldn't do it for nothing in the world. They couldn't pay me to work down there. They don't know what Allah is sharing with me, Brother Bilal. They don't know the growth I'm getting from what Allah is showing me. It could have been you. Be some of your family members. It's horrible to even to describe to the believers. God wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. But when he spoke, that one day I got to stand before my Lord, my Creator, and I had to be accountable for all I do. I cannot have no excuses. You got a doctor there. I can see him all the way down the hall. And I scream. Allah tells us in the Quran, the message that he give us in the Quran, let it be known. Don't hide it. Ya Muhammad! As-salamu alaykum, Brother Mustafa. La ilaha illallah, everybody. They're saying. What they saying? They're for Dawah now, right? Sisters and brothers. The pass out the goal. Master Musa. Pass the goal out. Now you get out there in public and I see you, you want to ask Salaam Alaikum. Brother Khalil, La Hala La Waka Waka Illa Billahi. La Illa Halallah. Don't nobody bother me. Huh? Allah is blessing me, believers. You met Muhammad said of Allah, the way Allah blessed him, he would go to hell if he didn't share it with the believers. This year, I asked Allah to let me share what's on my heart. My daily job is one of y'all might believe it. But Allah is teaching me through this, Brother Khalil. I had to continue to pass out the goal that Master Musa passed out. What's the best goal? La ilaha illallah. And the doctor, I don't know, was a lot put. He had left and came back. But when you holler, he said, Abdullah, every time I hear the radio call, it's Abdullah, Abdullah. Allah got all of them saying, every time out of 10 radio calls, you're going to hear Abdullah. It ain't me. Not me. It's blessings from Allah. Because they know when they call, the job's going to get done. It's not me, Brother Khalil. They said they wish they could clone me. Allah be my witness. Allah be my witness. My lieutenant, sergeant, the dude we wish we could clone you. Why you be missing out work? The days I'll come in. Whenever you get ready, come in. I don't care what time, just come in. Because I'm going to share what Allah gave me in this Quran. Muslim sisters from Africa said, why you make dua for her? She's Christian. I don't care. She said she want a husband. She want a good man. She wants somebody to take care of her. Because I brag how I take care of my wife. And she was 17 years old. I tell them all. I've been with her since she was 17 years old. It ain't no place to be worried about how the bills going to get paid. It ain't no place to be worried about nothing, Brother Khalil, but having some hot food ready for me. You see? It's my place to get out there and work, Brother Khalil. The rumor said, Daddy, why you give me this? Why you keep doing this to me? That's my job. Daddy, I don't need nothing. Huh? Put this in your pocket. When you want to go somewhere, Daddy got you. It's not their place to worry about nothing. I tell them all, I've been with my wife since she was 17. I ain't going nowhere. We argue and talk back and forth, brother. I ain't going nowhere. Pass out this go. Why you make dua for them? They Christian. I make dua for everybody. I pray for everybody. If I keep making dua for them, my duas are not selfish. My duas are not selfish. Allah said, when you pray, Brother Khalil, it's not a selfish prayer. He answered it quickly. You struggling, and you praying for me. They said, well, just ask it all my lady. I'm making a prayer for the brother or the sister. Is she making a prayer for me? Or the brother making a prayer for me? Allah going to answer his prayer because it's not selfish. And Allah going to answer my dua for that person because it's not selfish. Passing out the goal of Master Moses. Why? Because if we continue to give, out the goal, Master Moses, because I'm a man to hold his key to the treasure, right? We are the men and women, male and female. We have to share what we have. If it's one ayat, Brother Bilal, on your heart, share it with somebody. The man told us a few weeks ago when we leave Juma, sister, we should be running to find somebody to share one ayat of Juma. A lot of us running off to work, running to the restaurants. But it's a loved one somewhere that needs you to call and say, I'll be a witness that there's no God but God. And Muhammad is his messenger. Who is this Muhammad? Enough of doubt. Right? They want to know. They want it. I can see it in their faces. They want it. Allah tells us in the Quran, they want it. They want it. But they don't know how to deal with the situation of their families and friends. They don't want to turn that loose. What is this religion they talking about? They so poor toward all that is good. Every ayah, every letter of the Quran is good, believers. We have to continue to share these goals. Ain't gonna be too much long. Let me share this. Share these ayahs with you. Allah tells us in his holy book, Man wa ta'Allah. Allah says, it says, cool. Say, I am forbidden to worship those other than Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom you call upon, saying, I will not follow your vain desires. If I did, I would stray far from the path and be not of the company of those who receive guidance. To worship that which you worship, or to call something God other than Allah. Allah forbids me to do that. So I had to let them know what I follow. And so that's why I get a greeting. I don't care where I am. I get a greeting. I can go all the way back to years ago, meet Sister Noon at the license branch. And he going to tell Sister Noon she got to take her hijab off to take her picture. And when Sister Noon seen me come through the license branch over there in the mess, Brother Mustafa, he said, I got to take my hijab. I said, no, you don't, sister. No, he said, go take the picture. Go take the picture. Huh? You see how strong As-Salaam Alaikum is? As-Salaam Alaikum, you can put it on your shoulder and take it anywhere. The people, they're going to want to know what you're saying. That's all they want to know. Take time and tell them what you're saying. Pass out the goals. Pass it out from Timbuktu to Mecca. That's our job, believers. We continue to ask Allah to continue to shower down his mercy and blessings upon us each and every day, each and every second. We ask Allah for forgiveness. Love and I have seen our community. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Oh Allah, help us and remember you, making dhikr. Help us in thanking you, oh Allah. And help us to worship you in an excellent way. In an excellent way. Perfect way. As believers, we know the perfect praise is due to Allah and Allah alone. And what the Allah. We want to continue our du'as for our brothers and sisters in Pakistan and all over the world. We're still dealing with the floods over there. We want to continue to make du'as for our brothers and sisters here at home. A lot of us struggling. Prices going up on everything. But the believer don't panic. The believer don't panic. The believer put their trust and faith in Allah, in Allah alone. That's what we say. Yaka na'budu wa iyyaka. He may have said that with some intensity. I'm past the point. I know believe means you know. But I don't just say I believe. I say I know, Brother McHale, Allah is real. I know it. Prayers to believe, boys. I don't believe me the same thing. I'm prayers that I know. Allah is Allah and Allah alone. And no shirking me. And I know ain't no shirking you all. Okay, because we all stand together. If we see a little shirking, we got to talk to the side talk with you. Right? Because we could easily be swayed, Sister Carol. You know, you out there wiping and washing on that top. You could be passing out some gold. Right? Working too much. That came to me. It wasn't no Muslim told me that. When I told my supervisor, my wife, I couldn't come in for overtime this morning. I had to stay at home. She said, you're right. She got rights on you. She's a Christian. She said, you're right. Your wife got rights on with you. I can't let the job take control of me, Brother Khalil. I got to get them out of there. I got to get them out and slow down, son. And Kareem ain't going to let me do it too much either. Kareem said, Dad, I want to go. I want to do this. I want to try to take some time off, right? The best place to get a goal is at home, to your family, to your loved ones. Share some ayahs with them. Kareem, I ain't heard you say that the high in a while. Come on, say it for me. Say it class. That I know. Don't just say it. Make my heart feel good. Right? To let me know that I'm headed on the Sirati El Musta King. Right? Yeah, I my little pee-wee brain, Sirati El Musta King. No, these man, Sirati El Musta King, these man say go straight up, right? Right? And I'm talking about I got to pull up this rope, right? No, I got to grow in my mind. I got to grow with the parents. You tell your boy, grow up. When you going to grow up? Grow up where? To the Word of God. Huh? I think putting up a rope, brother. But the mind got the growth. Huh? And the best growth is the Word of God. And then you take it further because you're not through growing. You have to go out and share. The goal of Master Musa. Keep that on your mind. Share it with some people. We ain't talking about Master Musa. When my mom said 10 bucks too, I thought she was still making up a word. 10 bucks too. I'm going to knock you all the way back to 10 bucks too. Man, you can't do that. What that says? Never heard of 10 bucks too. So I became Muslim. City of Books. You think Master Musa comes from the City of Books, all that knowledge where the Quran is, and he going to waste his time going from 10 bucks too to Mecca, passing out gold? No. He's passing out the Word of God. Alice Long was here before these books were printed. These men taught us that. He taught us when the print press. Now, I learned a lot of stuff when I came in and out. Sister Kay, I taught me about Juneteenth. I'm from Mississippi. I ain't never heard nothing about Juneteenth. You know what I'm saying? He man, I ain't know nothing about Juneteenth. I mean, I'm 37 years old when I moved here. There's a lot I didn't learn. But he taught us about the print press. He taught us about the letter J. So many things my imam that taught me. And he got it from his imam, right? And Imam Muhammad was blessed to get it from the Prophet Muhammad, who God inspired to give us this gold that we have. Right? Dearly beloved Muslims, men and women, we have to grow. We have to grow up as our parents said. But when are you gonna grow up? Grow up in our mind, in our soul, in our heart. And give all we can give to the rest of the world because they want it. I said I was going to end it on this right here. Ayat 130 to 135. Surah 6. 130 to 135. Oh, the black minister. He said, oh, you assembly of jinn and man. Came there not unto you messengers from among you, setting forth unto you my signs and warning you of the meeting of this day of yours. They would say, we bear witness against ourselves. It was the life of this world that deceived them. So against themselves will they bear witness that they rejected faith. The messengers were sent thus, for thy Lord would not destroy for their wrongdoing man habitation whilst their occupants was unwarned. Allah say he ain't going to destroy no occupants without sending a warning. He wouldn't be alive if he did that. Right? So Allah say he sends a warning. To all are degrees of ranks according to their deeds. For thy Lord is not unmindful of anything that they do. Now, who's going to intercede for me when I stand bearing alone before my Lord? To all our degrees or ranks, according to their deeds, for thy Lord is not unmindful of anything that they do. No intercession is going to help us this day, brother. Thy Lord is self-sufficient, full of mercy. If it were his will, he could destroy you and in your place upon whom he will, as your successors, even as he raised you up there of other people. All that have been promised unto you will come to pass, nor can you frustrate it in the least bit, saying, O my people, do whatever you can, I will do my part. Soon will you know who it is whose end will be best in the hereafter. Certain is that the wrongdoers will not prosper. Barakallahu azim. By coming to select.
Assalamu alaikum. Brother Mustafa got a new name now. Master Mufa. He has to go without. Alhamdulillah. We do have a few announcements.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, the cave. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to his servant the book devoid of all crookedness. An unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lull them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then rouse them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, "Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy." Then they conferred among themselves and said, "These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend his mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright. And whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have